make them girls celosa.
Okay, so no one really hits the club to talk politics, but who says beats and votes have to be mutually exclusive? NPR's Taylor Brittany Ford profiles a Latino rapper who's dropped a hot new album and is dropping knowledge on voting, too.
25-year-old Cuban-American Armando Perez was born and bred out of the same stuff movie scripts are made of.
Antonio Montana. And you? What you call yourself?
The opening scenes of the film Scarface show boatloads of Cuban refugees sailing to the ports of Miami in what would be known as the Mariel boat lift.
And that's when Castro was like, oh, you guys want to leave my country? Okay, no problem. And the United States is going to accept you. Okay, no problem. Bam. That's when he opened the floodgates. And he was going to prisons and telling Castro, hey, you want to leave? Dale, ride. My father brought three boats over, and then Mariel. You had Tiffany, the inspector, and Shadow. So he went back to Cuba and brought people over, 547 people, to freedom. And that's where you got, you know, they call it escoria. Escoria was like the bottom of the barrel or, you know, the scum. With that, yeah, you had your criminals that came, you had, you know, mentally ill, but with that you also had people that came over and made something of their life.
This, in essence, is where Perez's story begins. Although he was born a year after the event, he was heavily influenced by the crime, hope, and culture that came along with the almost 125,000 refugees. Rap fans know him as Pitbull. And MySpace.com would tell you he's the most popular Latin artist on their website. It comes as little surprise that Pitbull named his new album El Mariel, or that the album is a combination of his Cuban heritage and his American upbringing.
My album is basically a bilingual album. To me, it's not only entertaining, but it's educating at the same time. It's like when somebody's sitting next to each other and one speaks Spanish and he hears it and he's like, oh. And then the other one's curious, yo, what do you say? And that's where a bond is created, you know, through the fans. That's to me, that's the best part of this music thing right now. That somehow, some way, I've stumbled across a movement where I'm allowed to unify people. You know, and I think that's what's going to be bigger than my music.
And just like he doesn't limit his music to one specific language, he doesn't limit himself to specific musical styles. He's been labeled crunk, reggaeton, and written off as nothing but a gangster rapper. But you can't put this Latino MC in a box. Even though you may have never heard of Pitbull, chances are you've heard his music. He was one of the orchestrators, along with Wyclef Jean, behind Nuestro Himno, the controversial Spanish language version of the national anthem. And with his previous album, Money is a Major Issue, he combined hip-hop music with reggaeton, working alongside the likes of rapper Lil Jon. With the release of El Mariel, he wants to do more than unify his fans. He wants to transform their lives. Pitbull says one of the first steps toward that transformation is getting Americans to know their history.
As Americans, which I suffer from myself, we have ADD, you know? It's like, okay, what's next? Because we're constantly getting thrown everything at us. And I noticed this when I went to Europe. When I went to Europe, everybody knew everything about their history.
So he wants people to know about the Mariel boat lift for two reasons. Number one.
If you look at El Mariel, it was something that's a part of American history and identity. Only thing was, it had to do with Cubans. You know? Oh no, those are Cubans. They're not Americans, they're Cubans. Cuban refugees.
Number two. It's an example in American history that Pitbull says chillingly parallels more recent events.
We went from the El Mariel boat lift to the Katrina bus lift. You have people that were living in the United States of America, and the minute that went down with the Hurricane Katrina, first thing that they were calling those people were refugees. Oh, the refugees are all over the place. How the fuck are they refugees? Their papers got taken away with the storm, too? Like, refugees, why? Because it was a bunch of black folks. Why? Because they were poor. Same thing that happened on the Mariel boat lift when they came through, when the Cubans came through. They had absolutely nothing on the island.
Now, He's getting his audience to be a proactive part of their own future by getting them to vote. He recently partnered with Voto Latino, an organization aimed at getting out the vote to American Latino youth.
What is your statement? Change an entire lifetime. Make your time count. Register to vote. That's where the real power lies. Now is the time. Remember, it's your country. Represent.
Pitbull is part of a landmark effort to register voters for this upcoming election via text messaging. Potential voters were told to text the word Pitbull, or 305, the Miami area code, to 75444. It's how Pitbull registered this year, and he hopes his listeners will follow his message.
I was very discouraged as far as voting. Number one, I had a felony that I thought was expunged. But when I went to go, you know, vote, they told me, no, you can't vote because you got a felony. Sure enough, it was expunged. I got my voter registration. I got my voting rights back. And the reason that I say it can be discouraging is because, for one, how many people in this country do you have that are felons? Or that have, not felons, that have had felony charges. I don't want, you know, label them like that. So you're telling me you can't vote, but you can pay taxes. That don't make no sense to me. So that's the same way I'm taking Voto Latino. Like, look, I got my rights back. I'm going to vote. And I want everybody out there to know it. And I know it can be discouraging, but due to the population that we are, and due to the people that can't vote because of their status in this country, you have to step up and put your voice up for them. Not only for them, but for our whole culture, because that one little vote could change everybody, the whole country's life.
Taylor Brittany Ford, NPR News.
Rapper Pitbull's new album, El Mariel, hits stores this week.